Welcome back to Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. Writer, journalist, and musician Mary Lou Fulton is releasing her debut album in October. We'll Tell Stories draws on Fulton's work as a journalist and social justice advocate, but it's also personal and in part a history lesson for our region, particularly a corrido that tells the story of her mother's Mexican town destroyed to make way for a dam in the 1960s. Fulton grew up in Yuma, but now lives in Los Angeles.
Tell us a little bit about your background and how it led you to this artistic life.
I've been a writer and a storyteller my whole life. I worked for many years as a journalist and also as a storyteller supporting social justice. So for me, moving into music is really a new kind of storytelling, but one that offers an opportunity to reach people in this deeper and more personal way. And I'm excited to start this new chapter of my life in this new frontier of music.
So were you not a musician before?
I was a musician. My musical roots are most definitely in Yuma. My dad was a local country musician. Bill Fulton was his name. He played bass and steel guitar in a lot of local bands for many years. So I really grew up with my dad's country music surrounding me. And then I sang in elementary school choirs and in high school at Yuma High with the Corallaires. But it wasn't until a few years ago that I started putting all these pieces of my life together through writing music. So I'd been a journalist, I'd been a writer, I'd been a singer, I played the piano, but I hadn't thought to put all of these things together until I started taking some songwriting classes and writing music just a couple years ago.
We're talking with you today because of the debut single off your new album, which will be coming out very soon. It's called The Ballad of Swaki. It's a corrido. Could you tell our listeners who may not know, what is a corrido?
Corridos are a form of Mexican folk ballad, and they've been used for hundreds of years to tell the stories of important events and people. They're really used as a form of oral history, too. And so when I thought of how to best tell the story of Swaki, the Mexican village where my mother was born, the corrido seemed like exactly the right way to do it.
Tell us about this special corrido that you wrote, The Ballad of Swaki, and what it tells us about your family and local history.
I've been hearing the story of Swaki since I was a little girl. Both the joyful memories of this village in Mexico and also the sorrow about its loss. My family lived in Swaki for many, many generations. It was an agricultural village about 100 miles from Hermosillo in the state of Sonora, and people lived there really connected to the land and connected to one another. But their life was disrupted in the 1960s when the Mexican government decided to build a dam. And this dam flooded the valley where Swaki and two other towns had existed for more than 400 years and destroyed these places. And all of the people who lived there were forced to leave. And my family still very much carries the sorrow of that displacement. My aunt still cries when she thinks of our relatives left behind in a cemetery that's now at the bottom of a lake. And, you know, what I've learned in talking with them is that when you can't go home again, it really leaves a hole in your heart. I hope that the Ballad of Swaki will help others feel a little more compassion for people like my own family who have been separated from their homes and can never go home again. We see this happening the world over as we watch people flee from war zones in Afghanistan or be forced to leave their homes because of floods or fires. And there is just a particular kind of sadness that stays with you when you can't go home again.
Could you help us understand how that generational sorrow is transferred to the next generation. How is that observed for you?
That's a great question. I have been hearing this sorrow since I was a little girl. And I've heard the sorrow through this longing for home and for this way of life that doesn't exist for my family anymore. And in some ways, I understand my roots and where I come from, but because I can never go back to really experience that, I feel like I really don't fully know where I come from. I don't fully understand my history. I'm trying to relive it and reconnect with it through this song, but it makes me sad, too, that I'll never be able to see this place that I've heard so many beautiful stories about and that I know meant so much to my family.
And we're about to play the Ballad of Swaki so our listeners can hear the story for themselves, and I think the sadness sort of translates. I wonder if you could tell us, though, what else does Will Tell Stories, the album, include?
I have been a journalist for many years, and I approach songwriting in the same way that I approach journalism. It all starts with the story. So on this album, there are personal stories, like the Ballad of Swaki about my family. There are also stories about America. I think as a bilingual, bicultural American, I think a lot about who belongs and doesn't belong in America, and how we make sense of that. So I've written a song called The Red, White, and Blue about the American flag and how in recent years it's become a symbol for certain people to advocate for their own beliefs when really the flag is something that belongs to all of us and that we should feel proud of defending as a symbol of democracy. I also have a song on the album about my grandfather, Bill Fulton Sr., who lived in Yuma for many years. He was a carpenter. He was kind of a rough-and-tumble guy who was kicked out of his house when he was 15 years old and made his way in the world. And in this song called Hammer and a Gun, I talk about all the stories that Grandpa told me and all that he taught me about how to be resilient in the world.
We're going to listen to the Ballad of Swaki here in just a moment, and we'll provide a link for people to watch the video also, which is full of some amazing images. Can you tell us a little bit really quickly about where those images came from?
The images in the Ballad of Swaki video were filmed by my dad. So he traveled to Swaki in the early 1960s before the flood, and was able to, with his home movie camera, show us the mariachis walking in the streets, some of the religious processions that were an important part of life in the village, people dancing in the plaza, my mom making tortillas standing in the archway of their adobe home, and lots of beautiful images that I hope really bring the community to life for people who watch the video.
And what a gift for you to have as well. Mary Lou Fulton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to talk with you and to have this story heard in my hometown.
I sing the corrido de Swaki, place of my mother's birth, in a valley carved by rivers that fed the sacred earth. The men raised crops and cattle, each family had some land. The women raised the children and made all the tortillas by hand. Swakenos love tradition, parades on streets of dirt, dancing all night in the plaza, girls in flowered skirts. Feast to honor La Virgen, mass in the church of stone, tardeadas y cumpleaños in the Mexico was building a dam for electricity. The rivers would flood the valley. Progress comes with a price after 400 years. Swaki would be sacrificed. The river started rising. The graveyard went first. Water time for one last mass. The people prayed and cried, hoping for salvation, watching Swaki die.
Swaki Arizona Edition is a production of KAWC, Colorado River Public Media. Questions or comments about the program are welcome. Send them to news@kawc.org. Past programs and links to other KAWC programming can be found online at kawc.org. I'm Lou Gumm. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. Thanks for listening.